Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is all coming together in the NBA bubble. We're inside of a week now until the final seeding games, or as we like to call them in the real world, the rest of the regular season, final week of the regular season games before they launch forward into the playoffs. Now, technically, the NHL is already in the playoffs, though it's not quite the standard Stanley Cup bracket. So if you thought the NBA and the NHL was fun to this point, wait until we fast forward a week. It'll be a completely different atmosphere even then, though I've liked the intensity that we've seen in Orlando, Edmonton, and Toronto to this point. The Toronto Raptors have played really well. They appear to be fully equipped for the bubble. It has not been the case for the Milwaukee Bucks. They actually had struggled in their last couple games, and I know You can't put too much emphasis on these initial games, as many of the players have pointed out, but as LeBron James said really well earlier this week, this is a situation we've never been in. How do you prepare for something like this? Playing in a bubble, trying to clinch playoff seeding when you're all sequestered in Orlando and you're all using the same courts and you're playing basketball that counts in August. I mean, nothing is the same. We know it as fans, but they're living it as athletes. And so I don't put too much stock in the results because they were off for so long. And just like any industry, any craft, when you take some time off, it takes a little bit then to shake off the rust and to find your rhythm again.
I'm the best player in the world.
Even if you are the best player in the world. I will tell you, it sounds funny, but it's the truth. When I take a week off, especially if we'll use the weeks I go to Cuba as an example. When I take a week off, I'm not paying any attention to sports because I don't have access to the internet. I'm not on social media at all. I'm not thinking about the show. My schedule is completely flipped upside down and my brain is occupied with activities and with people that have nothing to do with my career. I come back after 7 days away, but really 9 days in which my brain was pointed elsewhere, occupied elsewhere. And I always feel weird the first show or two, like I'm not quite in a rhythm. I felt the same way. This is also going to sound funny, but it's the truth. I felt the same way when I returned to the CBS Sports Radio studios. Sure, I'd been hosting the show, but I'd been in a completely different setting. The audio sounded different. The optics and what I could see were different. I mean, everything was different. And so to get back in studio was also a bit of an adjustment. So whether it's location, whether it's the how, whether it's the why, the where, the when you change everything else around you, even if you are playing the game that you've played your whole life or doing a job that you've done for a long period of time, you definitely get rusty. Now, thankfully, if you've done it enough, it is like riding a bike, so they say. I'm always a little awkward when I get back on my bike after not having ridden it for a while. But I feel like that's what these games are all about. These games are about the players finding their sea legs, getting more comfortable, working with teammates again, the real live intensity of games that count. And so there's going to be some inconsistency. There are going to be some ups and downs, and that's no biggie. However, getting back to the Milwaukee Bucks, they used several games, nearly a week, to finally clinch that number one seed in the Eastern Conference, something they've worked for all year, but it took them a little time in Orlando to get the job done.
Middleton, top of the key. Bucks down 7.
Middleton fading, shooting, got it. Middleton, dead center, 103-98. Bucks lead by one. Giannis, top of the circle, driving, spinning to the rim for a right hand slam. Wow, what a dynamic move. A pirouette to make it 114-111.
That's Ted Davis with the call on the Milwaukee Bucks radio network. The Bucks are, they're 2-2 in the bubble. They're up to 55 wins now. Most importantly, they have clinched the overall number one seed, and they've got the top seed in the East. Now, does that mean anything special? I don't know. We'll find out once they start the postseason. It doesn't mean nearly as much. Also, this is kind of funny. It's a total side note. The headline I'm looking at of this story, so I've got the game cap up in front of me so I can review some of the details. It says, I'll read you the headline verbatim. Bucks clinch top C in the East. I mean, I get it. Your autocorrect isn't going to underline the word C because it's actually a C. But how did you not read the big bold letters before you posted it on the internet for the entire world to see? Although I guess if I had the answer to that question, I'd be a heck of a lot smarter. It happens every minute on the internet. So the Bucks clinch the top C in the East, but they don't make it easy for themselves. They trail the Miami Heat by 23 points in the first half. 23 points.
That escalated quickly.
It did. And so, according to Chris Middleton, they gave themselves a talking to at halftime, and then they turned the ship around. Miami didn't shoot nearly as well in the second half. Obviously, the Bucks ramped up the intensity on defense, and even though Giannis had, about 12 minutes to go, 11, 12 minutes to go, when he picked up his fifth foul, still, the Bucks put together a 20-0 run. 20-0 run. Miami, you should be ashamed of yourself. Still, Milwaukee had something to play for, had something to prove, and I don't even mean externally. I mean internally to themselves after some of the games that they've had in Orlando.
To, you know, have the best record in the Eastern Conference, you know, is a tribute to our players and what they've done every night and how they've brought it. And I'm very proud of them. And, you know, we have a lot more work to do, but certainly to recognize the work of our team, you know, be smart to do that or wise to do that.
It is a season-long achievement, like we talked about with the Los Angeles Lakers, who won the Pacific Division title as well as the top seed in the Western Conference. Milwaukee had its great season interrupted. Certainly, if there was a team, I mean, this is really applies to the Lakers as well, but if there was a team that would have been so devastated to see the rest of the season completely scrapped or to see the playoffs not come back in some format, it would have been the Bucks. Now, it hasn't been easy in Orlando, but the Raptors can no longer catch them for that number one seed, even though Toronto has not lost in the bubble and has played extremely well. Big game coming up on Friday night in Orlando, the Boston Celtics and the Toronto Raptors. It may be too late for the Celtics to catch the Raptors. I don't think mathematically it's impossible, but still, the Celtics have three games left in the bubble, and one of them, the most important one, is coming up Friday night against Toronto, the defending champions, and we'll see. We'll see whether or not the Celtics are ready to make some noise, but also it's a good tune-up game. You want that uber intensity, and you're not necessarily going to get it against, I don't know, we'll say the Wizards, the Magic. There are still two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference up for grabs. Right now, Brooklyn and Orlando are in the 7 and 8 spots, though Orlando is only a half game back of the Nets for that number 7 spot. And I would say, while it's not an easier path to be the number 7, when you are looking at either a matchup with the 55-win Bucks and the reigning MVP, or the Raptors, the defending champions, who can play that stifling defense, neither one is optimal, but in some cases, the matchups may favor you a little differently. I mean, Brooklyn's like the Miami Marlins of the NBA. They've got a roster that was thrown together because of the various defections and sickness that, you know, that went around with the virus. The Wizards, this is odd, but the Wizards are not mathematically eliminated, but they are now fading quickly. They've lost all their games in the bubble, and they're a full 6.5 games back of that number 8 spot in the East. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. The Western Conference, completely different. And Damian Lillard, a big reason why. You may remember before the NBA returned that there was a lot of attention paid to Dame's comments. Now, he is one of the biggest superstars, one of the bright lights in the NBA. And also, his words and his leadership, they carry great impact. He had said, I'm not showing up in the bubble. I'm not ramping up and putting my physical body through this when there is a chance for injuries, of course. If we don't have a chance to earn a playoff spot, if what the NBA is going to do is lock in the teams in the order that they are right now, so meaning before they got into Orlando, well, then there's no need for me to show up in Orlando. There's no need for the Blazers to be there. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to show up to play games that don't matter. Ultimately, according to the people I've talked to, that's one big reason why the NBA extended this restart to 22 teams. No, they didn't bring back all 30, mostly because of the logistics, the sheer numbers of people that they would have had to accommodate in Orlando. But Damian Lillard's comments may really paved the way for Portland, Phoenix, San Antonio, Sacramento, even New Orleans to be there in Orlando as well. And it's only fair. I know life is not fair, and certainly 2020 is not fair, so it seems a little odd to say it right here. But they stopped the regular season with at least a dozen games to go for these teams. All those other clubs, maybe unlikely, but they were within striking distance of that number 8 spot. And as it turns out, the Grizzlies haven't won in the bubble either. They've really struggled. They're a young team. I mean, it's we talked about wisdom and experience and veteran leadership being so important in Orlando. The Grizzlies, they've come close. They're still very young, very inexperienced. It will be a learning experience for them, a painful one, but no doubt just being included. And they may still end up with that number 8 spot. But right now, they've got a whole traffic jam behind them. I wonder if they have road rage. They're getting tailgated. Portland's only a half game out of that number 8 spot, and a big reason why is Damian Lillard, which is why I remind you that he was a major catalyst in the NBA's restart plan looking the way that it is. So he ends up shooting the lights out on Thursday evening. It's a game Thursday afternoon. It was a game against the Denver Nuggets. And remember, we had just talked about how well Michael Porter Jr. and Jusuf Nurkic were playing together. Or, I'm sorry, Nikola Jokic were playing together. Jokic is on the Blazers. And so the Blazers certainly did see a lot of points from Denver. Michael Porter Jr. didn't have 30 points in this game, but he did have 27 and a dozen rebounds. The three-point shot, especially when Dame is locked in, is such a weapon for Portland because, they've got multiple guys who can shoot it. Carmelo Anthony's been a scorer for them in Orlando, and we've seen what CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard can do when they get hot. On this particular night, though, you just want to feed the guy that has got the hot hand, and Lillard goes 11 of 18 from beyond the arc. Now, the Nuggets, they didn't have all their guys playing, and they really limited Jokic. They're trying to make sure that everybody's healthy as they head toward the postseason. But Portland knew better than to take them lightly, which I appreciate. Damian Lillard was saying that after the game, all of these guys get paid to play. All of these guys are trying to earn jobs. They're trying to stick with their teams, or if not their teams, find jobs somewhere else. So you don't overlook a team that is sitting some of its starters because you want to watch motivated players, bring the reserves off the bench, give them extra time and see what they throw at you. They may not be as talented, but boy, do they have every bit of desire and they'll play hard. And that's exactly what happened. But a real good tune-up game for the Blazers, especially if they end up in that 8-9 play-in series. I don't even know what to call it. Or if they just outright pass the Grizzlies and take over that number 8 seed. I mean, it's all kinds of interesting stuff happening in the last final few games of the NBA regular season. Still about a week to go. And if you didn't know, there's a whole lot happening in hockey, too. So we'll talk a little bit about some of the results. But I saw this from Emily Kaplan, who covers the NHL for ESPN. This is awesome. Six teams in the NHL can be eliminated on Friday. Six teams, including three of the league's biggest stars. Connor McDavid, Austin Matthews, Sidney Crosby. I'll have to tell you which teams they play for, you know, or you should know. So coming up on Friday, six different teams could be eliminated. Then you think about the teams that are trying to play their way into the Stanley Cup bracket. These would be major upsets. The Blackhawks and the Canadiens, the Habs, they can clinch a playoff spot. That would be amazing to start out for the NHL. It's been quiet, or it was quiet until they got into Edmonton and Toronto. We didn't hear a whole lot. There wasn't much drama. There wasn't much talk about opting out. It really was just businesslike and professional. Now, a lot of guys had to come back from overseas, from Europe specifically. There are the issues, of course, about where they would hold the hub cities and the deal between the deal of traveling between the United States and Canada and whether or not the Canadian government would allow that. And that obviously affected their decisions. But for the most part, it was drama-free. There was no Kyrie Irving leading a player revolt at any point, or even a pseudo-revolt. And the action's been great since they've gotten underway. They just had the one exhibition game per team and boom, right back into it. And so coming up on Friday in the NHL, we could see the Stanley Cup bracket really take shape. It may not all happen on Friday, but there's a lot to watch for. And they start playing games early in the afternoon. It's weird, right? I feel like we're watching March Madness, where you've got games, if you wanted to, you could watch games all day long between the NHL and the NBA. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We did not get the start of the NFL preseason on Thursday like we were supposed to. It was supposed to be Cowboys Steelers, and it was supposed to be the Hall of Fame game in Canton, and this would have been one of the premier weekends on the NFL calendar. It's not that, but there's a lot going on otherwise. And so I think we've definitely got a full palette, a full smorgasbord. Oh, remember when buffets were actually real? And I've heard people say that buffets are a thing of the past. We will never have buffets again, ever. People say the same thing about hugs. We will never hug again. Screw that. I'm going to be hugging more. All right, so find me on Twitter, also on our Facebook page. Coming up, a little bit of QB news since we have got quarterbacks galore. They're talking all over the place as they amp up toward actual practices in training camp.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Your troops tonight, you understand?
Have the off-season blues?
Blake Bortles delivers to his tight end.
Mariota drop, fires downfield. It's caught to the five, to the end zone. Oh, my goodness.
How about the Hail Mary from Winston?
He's to the five. He's in for the touchdown.
What a play by Manning.
Rodgers.
In the end zone. It is caught for the win.
It's time for QB News on After Hours.
With the deadline come and gone, there will be no more NFL players opting out unless an emergency arises. You know, there are two stipulations where a player can still opt out following the deadline that passed on Thursday. One of those is that he develops some type of a medical condition during the season that makes him high risk for COVID-19. The other is if he has a family member who either passes away or is hospitalized for a COVID-related illness or one that makes him more susceptible to COVID. So there are some very specific exceptions, but for the most part, this is it. 66 NFL players who've decided they will forego the 2020 season. Otherwise, it is full speed ahead. I don't know that you could say there were any huge names. There were definitely impact players, but no huge names, no huge superstars. I'm sure the NFL is pleased, although I still say the league has all the leverage in the world. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. The Philadelphia Eagles are moving ahead with their weird quarterback room. Their quarterback room that's had a lot of scrutiny, not quite as much as the Packers, but Carson Wentz, the undisputed starter. It's been that way now for years, despite what people might say. And he tells 94 WIP in Philadelphia that, hey, you just have to adjust and adapt to the protocols and to the new normal that's in front of you.
Obviously, with all the protocols and everything in place, everyone wearing masks, and you know, our meeting rooms, every desk is, you know, 6 feet apart. And it's a little tougher to build that camaraderie and that togetherness just because of the protocols that are in place. But, you know, we're doing what we can.
He sounds like he's talking with a mask. If it were me and I was eating something, I would pretend like I was talking with a mask. Since he's not doing the interview on Zoom, it sounds like he's just on the phone. You could get away with either one and pretend like it was a mask. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I love Carson's energy, his enthusiasm. It's one of the things that he brings to the table. He is all about team. He's all about let's go get it. Let's get after it. And certainly some of that comes with youth. But also, that enthusiasm is contagious. And it was for me in listening to him talk about getting back to practice and looking forward to the season.
Things are different, but I can tell there's just an overall excitement from all the guys to just, you know, get out there and practice. You know, right now we're just doing walkthroughs and working out, so we can't just, you know, we can't wait to even just practice. And then, you know, we know that game's coming real soon.
I can't wait for them to practice. I know we'll have limited access. We'll have limited video. There will be some. And now we're getting more access remotely. We're getting more remote access to the athletes as they're actually going through workouts and conditioning. And they continue to go through testing. There are, you know, dozens of guys who are on the COVID-19 reserve list. But as long as they clear protocols and go through multiple negative tests. And actually, there's a new stipulation, too, because of what happened with Matt Stafford, where if there are three negative tests around one positive test, they will consider that a false positive. It's a constantly changing landscape, and it's been that way for all of 2020. So Carson Wentz, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're moving forward. And I certainly for Carson, I don't know if he's angry. He doesn't sound angry. The way that Derek Carr is angry and has a chip on his shoulder. But considering the way that the Eagles wrapped up their brief playoff run last season and Carson getting lambasted for what was a concussion caused by, seemed to me like an illegal hit, no doubt he is ready to get after it. And I am excited to see him back. And I know the commitment by the Eagles to Carson infuriates many, but that was not his fault, and it's not an injury-prone thing. See? Football. Football! It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have got a new quarterback. Maybe you've heard. Tom Brady, all business. Of course he's all business. I can't even imagine his, you know that emoji where the top of the head is kind of blown off? I mean, just the whoever it is so, like, either frustrated, confused, angry, just so much emotion that the head, the top of his head just is blown off. That would be Tom Brady if somehow the 2020 season got canceled. I can't even think about what might happen if someone stands in the way or the virus stands in the way between Brady and 2020.
The only thing you do is, you know, adjust to the situation, adapt the best way you can. Put as much time and energy now as we can into it. And I think the reality is the clock's ticking on everybody. And we're going to have to work as hard as we can and not waste any minutes of any day trying to get used to one another and embrace the challenge and see it as an opportunity to see, you know, what we can become.
if you didn't know this was Tom Brady in 2020, you wouldn't actually know for sure that that was a quote in the midst of a pandemic. Maybe the sense of urgency, but he just as well could have been referring to the sense of urgency because he's 40-something and because there aren't that many years left in his career, maybe two, maybe three. We'll see. But either way, he's all business. I'm telling you, there would have been nobody more ticked off, nobody whose head would have exploded more, not literally, than Tom Brady's if this season didn't take place or doesn't take place. I guess there's still that possibility. He's met some of his teammates, but right now they're still working in groups and kind of going through conditioning and drills as opposed to full practices.
I think all of us being on the same page, which is something we're really working hard at after, you know, not having many opportunities. You know, we haven't had a full speed practice yet at all. So I'm anxious to get that started so I can start learning in a more typical way.
All business, all freaking business for Tom Brady. Here are the teams that had no opt-outs: the Chargers, the Falcons, the Rams, the Steelers. Chargers, Falcons, Rams, Steelers. And the list is out there if you wanted to see the final numbers, the final names of the players that opted out. There are, again, there are teams that lost impact players, to be sure. But the league would really only feel it. It's a bit of a factory. Next man up. Isn't that the motto every time someone gets hurt? I think the league would only have really felt it or lamented it if you lost a star like, say, well, Patrick Mahomes is the easy one. Lamar Jackson's another easy one. But even a Nick Bosa, I think he would be felt, or an Aaron Donald, or a Khalil Mack. You can be on the defensive side of the ball, too. Von Miller said he considered opting out because he has asthma. You could, even one of the young rookies. How about Tua? Now, Tua is anxious to get back to football, and it's a miracle that he will be able to. Or a Joe Burrow, even someone who hasn't stepped on the field yet. There are a few guys that I think would have caused the NFL to shudder. They would have felt that impact. But it's still one of those leagues that is built to withstand losses like those, usually via injuries, not guys abruptly retiring, though we've seen that as well. It's just a league that's built, yes, it loves its superstars, but it's built to keep on chugging, to keep on moving, no matter what fiery darts are thrown at it. In this case, in the opt-outs, the 66 players, they will be missed. It was a personal decision, and I'm glad to hear there's been no criticism from inside the league, although I suspect that would be way politically incorrect. Russell Wilson is definitely not opting out, and he's gung-ho and full speed ahead. He kind of takes after his head coach and Pete Carroll. That's why they get along so well. But instead of looking ahead, we want to take a bit of a walk down memory lane with Russell Wilson. So after the update, you may have seen or heard a video that resurfaced from Russ. It's quirky, to say the least. It'll be our Facepalm Friday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Freaky, frivolous, or flat-out flubbed.
Most valuable player means the player most valuable.
A look back on the frankly foolish feedback of the week. It's time for Facepalm Friday.
We are stretching this a little bit. So the voice god, he's right. Generally, we are looking back at weird moments and major gaffes that took place in the last week, and we will package those and often share them with you as a part of Facepalm Friday. Ooh, I haven't done that in a while, and my forehead is no longer in shape, no longer ready for that hit. Well, this goes back to 2018, but for whatever reason, It's not like it was hidden, not like it just got released. For whatever reason, this week, it went viral. Russell Wilson, in 2018, decided that he needed an alter ego, and he didn't want one that everyone else had. No. He wanted to create the perfect alter ego of his own.
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring, yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. You know, I'm real exciting. But anyways, everybody has to have an alter ego, right? And I've been thinking about what my alter ego would be, and I think I have an alter ego. His name's Mr. Unlimited. You gotta be unlimited. You know, you gotta have a thought process of being unlimited. So when people ask you, you know, what you're thinking about or what you want to do in life or where you want to go, you got to be unlimited. Tell them, I'm unlimited. You know what I mean? So when they ask you certain questions like,
who brings you motivation, Russell?
Mr. Unlimited.
Who's your role model, Russell?
Unlimited.
Who's your go-to person for advice, Russell?
They think Pete Carroll. They think this person, think that person. Love you, Pete, but it's Mr. Unlimited, Tom.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
Oi! Hashtag hide your hand in your face. I mean, hide your face in your hands. Oh my gosh. That's just so cringy.
Mr. Unlimited. Limited.
I've heard it multiple times now, and I do not understand it. So it's obviously Sierra in the background. That's his wife. And I don't know why all of a sudden this surfaced in 2020. Maybe people are bored and they're going back over old social media videos of athletes or entertainers. But he posted this video. Maybe he was making fun of himself. I can't imagine that he was being serious. But he posted this video of himself in creating his alter ego. And for whatever reason, it has come back in a way that, I mean, millions of people have seen it.
Unlimited.
Did you know that he actually posted another video? And he kind of explained himself and why. I don't even know if we need to see and hear that. We've got plenty, but yeah, Mr. Unlimited. But in his new video that he recently posted to kind of explain himself, he actually has a cameo from Morgan Freeman. I think it's part of a movie that he grabbed, but still, it's cringy.
Mr. Unlimited.
It's not just cringy. Well, that's very cringy, even if that's all you heard. But the beginning. Chris, can we hear the beginning again? That is also extremely awkward.
Hey, guys. Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell, the one you guys love to know. Real exciting. Yeah, I'm real excited. But
just that alone. How many people actually wanted to watch through that part alone before he ever got to the fact that his alter ego is Mr. Unlimited?
Hey guys, Russell here. Yes, the typical boring. Yes, Russell, the robot Russell.
I'm not sure what's cringier. Is it that few seconds at the beginning where he's introducing himself, Russell here? I kind of feel like the Twitter handle would do all of the introductions necessary, or just the super cringy alter
Mr.
ego.
Unlimited.
And the way he says it, he can't just say it like this, Mr. Unlimited. No, that's not Russ. Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited. I can't even do that tone of voice, Mr. Unlimited. He says it the same way every time, too. Unlimited.
Hashtag Facepalm Friday.
I mean, he and his wife must enjoy the cheesy quality because she was taking part in that video as well. If you haven't seen it, it's out there. Maybe Dave can put it up on our show Twitter. He actually uses this caption at the top. When they ask you something, tell him you're... Unlimited.
It's hey, guys. Russell here.
It's from May 19th of 2018. So you can't blame the pandemic. You can't blame Russell here being bored. No, this is something he did entirely on his own 2 years ago. He was already a Super Bowl winner and a starting quarterback in the NFL. And still, this is how he amuses himself. Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
That and the Jerry curl. That's how he amuses himself. I can't wait until his kids see this when they're older. Because once it's on the internet, it's never, ever, ever going away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I wish I knew why. Who got a hold of this? Maybe I can find the reason out there somewhere if I search hard enough. But all of a sudden, 2 years later, now we're fascinated with Mr. Unlimited.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line. If you, too, are super awkward and cringy when a camera is on you, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And it's sponsored by Geico. Did you know right now, Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. And that's on top of what Geico can already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. Mr. Unlimited.
Unlimited.
I don't even think I can focus for the next few minutes. Can we possibly take a break here? I'm just kidding. We can't actually take a break. Those are mandated for us. I wonder if it would be possible for me to do a 60-second, well, they're really 50 seconds, 50-second. Oh, maybe I could just replay the video. How long is the video? Could you imagine if I did a CBS Sports Minute and all I said was, here's Russell Wilson, and then just played the 50. Is it 50 seconds? How long is it?
It is 58 seconds.
Oh, I'd have to cut it. What would we cut? Maybe the third question from Sierra, in which she's asking him, when you have a tough decision to make, what do you tell them? Mr. Unlimited.
He made his point by that point in the video. That's for sure.
No, I don't think I could get away with that. People pay extra for the CBS Sports Minute, so probably not. I guess maybe that would be a way for them to take that responsibility from me, but no.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Duh, it's Russell here. Hashtag Facepalm Friday, like I said. I don't even know how to transition from that to anything else. But here's what I'll say. As I'm listening to it, we're hearing it again and again. That's Russell Wilson, one of the starting quarterbacks so accomplished in the NFL, versus the tone from Tom Brady, where he is ready to get at it now. He is just ready to go. All professional, all the time. Don't mess around with my chance to stick it to the Patriots and Bill Belichick. And then you've got Mr. Unlimited. And yet they're both so good at what they do with the football in their hands.
I think all of us being on the same page, which is something we're really working hard at.
Mr. Unlimited.
Maybe Russell Wilson was inspired by Tom Brady, and that's where he got it from. Brady does have a sense of humor. I'll give him that. He does these funny kind of, I guess they would be Photoshops, on his Facebook page and others where he's pseudo talking smack about an opponent or after they beat an opponent. So he does have a sense of humor. If you remember the match 2 where he was mic'd up with Phil Mickelson and Tiger and Peyton Manning. Now he's not quite as quick with the one liners as Peyton is, or natural. It wasn't even contrived. That was all Tom Brady at the top of his lungs at a YouTube concert. Anyway, so he's good. He's funny. He's good with the one-liners. Like I said, maybe not as quick as Peyton Manning, who makes a living off of them. But I don't know that the Russell Wilson awkward, cringy humor is really his style.
Hey, guys. Russell here.
Though, do you remember when Tom Brady took pictures with barn animals? Well, that was for GQ, right? And how much crap he took for it. It wasn't as cringy as A-Rod staring at himself in a mirror and making kissy faces to himself. But it was pretty funny to see Brady all dressed up in some really nice clothes that either his wife or a stylist picked out for him, and then to see him holding a baby goat. And I remember him talking about the crap that he took for that. So
I plead the fifth.
He's put himself in some pretty cringy positions as well, but Russell Wilson. And it's not as though he's ashamed of it either. It's just he's still talking about it even now because it went viral again.
Mr. Unlimited.
No, I can't take it anymore. It's just gross. I mean, gross, but funny gross, you know? Who doesn't need to laugh? In fact, I have tears coming out of my eyes. Who doesn't need to laugh now in 2020? We all need to laugh. We all need a Mr. Unlimited that we can rely on. I can't believe we just did almost an entire segment on that, though. That let's hope the boss is not listening, because I don't know if that's good radio or not.
It's fantastic radio. You think I haven't laughed this hard in weeks.
Well, why, though? Why would it all of a sudden surface? That's what we got to have to get to the bottom of.
I've looked so hard and I can't find. I'm so glad that it did, though, because it's an endless fountain of content. And Russell's like, I feel so bad because he does so much good stuff off the field with the Seattle Children's Hospital and all the charity work that he does.
He doesn't feel bad. Why should you feel bad?
Because he's such a dork. It's unbelievable how big of a dork
he is. Are you saying dorks can't be star quarterbacks? We think of star quarterbacks as completely put together. We think of them as a popular kid in school. No, Russell Wilson was not sitting at the popular kid's table. I don't think Russell Wilson was a cool kid. I think Russell Wilson is proving to the world that you don't have to be a cool kid to be the star quarterback. Oh, and by the way, he's got Super Bowls on his resume. That was fun. Thank you, Russell Wilson. I mean, Mr. Unlimited.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.